power. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to StopTheFTAA.org and help keep America free. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Central Time edition of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé broadcast. I'm Chris Skirner. It's the 5th of July, 2005. And certainly Melody is with me today. Miss Melody, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Mr. Chris.
Yeah.
It's great to be here, coming back after the 4th of July. And, you know, it's the same old thing, you know, the powers to be, the administration, the elitists, the New World Orders, whoever you want to call them, whatever name that you tag to them, are at it again. They've done a very fine job manipulating as they do. Let's go ahead and start with the closing on the markets today. Let me see if I can get to my screen here. The Dow was up 68 points. They had to come back strong after the holiday weekend. The Dow was up 68 points at 10,371. The NASDAQ was up 21 at 2078. The S&P was up 10 at 1204. And oil was up 84 cents, closing out at $59.59. And again, it was up to $60 today. And I would think that we have a very good chance of going over that $60 mark tomorrow or in the very near future, and on the upward movement towards the $100 mark. So what a day to celebrate when that happens. And let's see, gold. Gold closed down $4.80 today at $422.80. Silver was down 3 cents at $6.84. Platinum was down 18 at $8.64. And palladium was the only one that managed to gain. It was up a dollar at $1.93. And let's see, you know, it's the same. Items that are going on in overseas trading. Gold is up $1.10 at $4.24, and it looks like silver is up 4 cents to $6.89 in the overseas market. So hopefully that will carry through and till tomorrow. But we should see a lot of these manipulations, as we have seen in the past week, or is all leading up to the G8 meeting, to where we had to go. Mr. Bush had to go there with a strong dollar policy to do whatever they do at these G8s to manage the world to their best ability.
Amazing.
Yes, it is. Who would ever have thunk that we're sitting here talking about
everything?
Everything.
And they're doing their globalist best to implement the UN direction. The Kyoto Protocol is a major direction to get us under that umbrella, and actually we are under that umbrella. It's being implemented by the government agencies anyway. So it's all about taking from us to give to others, and it's a communistic direction. And wouldn't we like to attend some of these meetings and make them public to the people of the world?
Absolutely, they should be. The one thing that they do not talk about very much is the demonstrations that they have.
Yes.
Against all these globalist meetings, and they might put a few blurbs here and there, but then they are slowly.
Well, they're just not telling the truth.
They just don't tell the truth.
Right.
So.
Oh, goody.
Like, that's a new thing, right?
Yeah. Nothing new here. They keep everything in the dark. We never go to CFR meetings. We're never told what happens at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's just all planned.
Yes, it is. But you know what, Chris? Mm-hmm. People can get the truth here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading when it comes to their precious metal portfolios. They will get the truth if they ask questions about which coins to purchase. They will get the truth when I tell them the difference between foreign gold and gold bullion and numismatic coins and what each one does. Not everyone should all own foreign gold. In fact, I've seen prices on foreign gold where it's the same price as it is as when gold went up $15 and corrected $15. It's the same price as it was then as it was going up as it is now when it's coming down and had this small correction. So, I mean, you have to ask yourself, why are these prices staying the same? Or at least, why are they still published that these prices are the same as they were, even though we've had many movements in gold? So, again, the truth here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and I will do the best of my ability to give you a great price, a fair price, a competitive price. I will match or beat any competitor's price out there as long as it is a legitimate price, and I know what the legitimate price is in. I will do the best that I can. No promises, but I will try to beat or match any competitor's price out there at 1-800-375-4188. Same way with gold bullion. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes you can buy a gold eagle and get more gold for your money than you can a foreign gold. And then when you go around and sell that coin, you will get more than the bullion price on a gold eagle, where on foreign gold, you'll get less than melt value on a foreign piece of gold. And I don't care what the date is. I don't care how many of them that they have minted. Unless you have a particular rare coin in which you paid a premium for, any coin dated prior to 1933 does not make it a collectible coin and does not give you the same benefits as a collectible numismatic coin does. So, you know, don't fall into that game. Don't fall into that illusion. And if you want the truth, 1-800-375-4188.
Well stated, Melody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
800-375-4188, Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 800-375-4188, listeners. We are in the midst of many directions in this country, many deceptions being thrown upon us. A major deception is the dumbing down process that has been going on since the 1930s. The deliberate dumbing down of America by Charlotte Isby is a very well-chronicled, well-detailed book about the communistic enslavement of our educational system. According to Nikki Rapana, dated May 19, 2005, are American kids smarter than they're supposed to be? The ACL, that's the Anti-Communitarian League, which is the partner website to AmericanExpose.com, is proud to offer their full support to Connie from Kent, Washington. She's a 15-year-old freshman who's investigating Hegel for a school project. While her teachers tried to talk her out of it, she held fast. Insolence or integrity? Now her teachers are studying Hegel and trying to figure him out, at least enough to grade her report, and her classmates are calling her at home asking her to explain it. She tells them if they don't get it, that means they got it. And according to Nikki Ripana, good job, Connie. Don't worry, America. Our country is still producing young people with intellect, courage, and old-fashioned Yankee spunk. Dated 5/25/05, her routine is just perfect, a perfect overview of the role Hegel plays in our lives. Wonder how her teacher graded it. It's so amazing that after all these years, it's a teenager who researches their thesis. Not only does she agree with her conclusion, but she found things on Hegel that they didn't exactly know, like the details of how he obscured this theory. Excellent work and a great community service to Kent schools. The response from Connie's teacher on June 14th of 2005. I am Connie's English teacher, and I wanted to write to clarify a couple of misconceptions about the article. First, the reason Connie was initially gently questioned, not discouraged, about researching Hegel was because our school library is pitifully lacking in decent books. When Connie assured me that she had sources available at home, she was, in fact, highly encouraged to continue. Actually, we had several class discussions because her classmates were so curious and impressed, and it was important for them to know that this type of thinking is well within the range of abilities of ninth graders. Connie did get an A on her outline and her oral presentation, but sadly she didn't complete the project because she found it too difficult to articulate Hegel's abstract concepts with the ninth grade vocabulary. And the teacher says, I'm very disappointed that she didn't come to me for help or advice because the ideas and the research in the paper were worth much more than the fluency of her writing. Not only was Connie not discouraged, but she was held up as a role model in my classroom and in small learning community of what we are both a part. And by the way, SLC, Small Learning Community, is called Critical and Creative Thinking. And one of our dreams as a staff is to teach our students how to challenge us and each other in a polite, meaningful, and thought-provoking manner. It would be my dream to have a class full of Connies who are willing to push themselves to the same intellectual level that I would have them be. I would like to leave you with the thought that the positioning of the links of dumbing down of America was inappropriate and, in my opinion, nowhere even near the truth. Isn't that interesting? Uh-huh. Well, I guess she was taking in connotation to what she was stating as a teacher and what she had as a classroom. But the deliberate dumbing down of America needs to be in every classroom. Wouldn't that be amazing? Needs to be in every classroom. The deliberate dumbing down of America needs to be in every classroom. We're on First Amendment Radio, on satellite and the internet. We're on WWCR 9.985. Sad, sad day for the people of Hmong in Laos. From the American Free Press listeners, and certainly the 20th century is a very, very important gauging for understanding the truth. And we see here, surrender of last anti-communist fighter ends 50-year battle, dated July 4th from the American Free Press. According to Mike Blair, the Vietnam War has finally come to an end 30 years after the withdrawal of all U.S. troops, with the surrender of the final indigenous forces still opposing the communist regime in Laos, a neighbor of Vietnam with a puppet government subservient to Hanoi. On June 4th, 170 people of the Hmong tribe emerged from their jungle hideouts and surrendered to Laotian forces. Ironically, at the same time, the Hmong were giving up, the Bush administration and the communist regime in Hanoi were engaged in friendly talks. Vietnam's Prime Minister Phan Van Khai, the President and President Bush, had a sweetheart meeting at the White House outside. Americans were begging the president to press the issue of unaccounted for Americans lost in Vietnam. Quote, we talk about our desire for Vietnam to join the WTO, that's the World Trade Organization, In quotes, Bush said. You know what the WTO is all about, listeners. Thousands of Hmongs are expected to follow the lead of those who surrendered in the Laotian village of Chong Thong, giving themselves up to the communists after opposing them for nearly half a century. Their surrender closes the book on one of the most shameful episodes in the history of U.S. involvement in Indochina. Laos, a small landlocked country of 89,000 square miles, is a western neighbor of communist Vietnam, which anti-communist forces opposed until they were deserted by the U.S. governments in 1975. Throughout much of the war, the anti-communist loyalists fought a bloody civil war with communist Pathet Lao forces, which were loyal at the time to North Vietnam. The infamous Ho Chi Minh Trail, over which the communists of North Vietnam hauled troops, weapons, and supplies to Viet Cong forces opposing U.S. and South Vietnamese troops in South Vietnam, passed from north to south through Laos. Thus, Laos was hammered throughout much of the war by U.S. bombers. In addition, U.S. Special Forces, in conjunction with the CIA, were involved in recruiting the staunchly anti-communist Hmong, who fought generally under the leadership of Laotian General Van Pao, or Vang Pao. Thousands of Hmong fought on their own and alongside U.S. troops in opposing the communists. After the surrender of the anti-communist government in Van Tien, thousands of Hmong remained in remote areas of the country and continued to fight the communists. However, they were without supplies, which had been provided during much of the war by Air America, an airline operated by the CIA. After the departure of U.S. forces in 1975, the Hmong, who had been pledged the underlying support of the U.S. government, were abandoned by President Gerald Ford in Congress. A large number of the Hmong fled to neighboring Thailand, and many, including General Pao, relocated in the United States. Thousands of others, however, remained behind to carry on the fight. The Hmong guerrillas continued to be loyal to Americans and led such parties working any survivors or seeking any survivors of several hundred U.S. troops who were listed as POWs or MIAs and who were, like the Hmong, abandoned by Washington. Sad time for those people. What would happen to them if they surrendered to the communists? We'll never know. We'll never know if they're lenient or brutal like they've been in the past. We just don't know. And that is certainly the sad commentary to have at this point in time. Sad time. Very, very sad time. We were talking about on the 3 o'clock hour that Senator Jim Inhofe in Oklahoma has the Partners for Fish and Wildlife Act, which passed the Environment and Public Works Committee, targets habitat improvements on public lands, habitat improvements on private lands through voluntary agreements with private landowners. What could that entail, listeners? What could that entail? You think about these situations, targets habitat improvements on private lands through voluntary agreements with private landowners. Well, voluntary is one thing. Forced voluntary is another. The bill would authorize projects for the next 5 years and provide $75 million each year in funding for the conservation program. Quote, passing the partners bill out of my committee takes us one step closer to securing funding for a habitat conservation program that has proven results in the state of Oklahoma, end quote, said Inhofe, who is a Republican of Tulsa, who is chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee. Keep in mind, most of this comes under the heading of Agenda 21. And that is the problem that we live today, listeners, Agenda 21. We just don't get it. We just don't get it. It's a sad, sad day for America when we don't understand the big picture in place. the big scam that we live with. At the 3 o'clock show, I was covering Beijing-Moscow warring against domination. And certainly this is very, very appropriate to Hansa Molina, and when I have him on tomorrow night. I'm going to save this information for tomorrow night because he is very concerned about the fact that Communist Russia, Communist China, have been allied from the start, just like I believe, have an ultimate plan, and this fits right into the ultimate plan where China and Russia want to bring the United Nations with more power and influence in global affairs. And what are we but implementing the United Nations system as well? So it's a three-pronged attack of the Hegelian dialectic. And that is the problem with what we live with today. Here we see insanity of Smoot, Schumer, and Holly Graham. Their China policy defies economic history by Larry Kudlow, NRO economics editor. That's NRO. If a store is selling quality products at low prices, why would anyone want to shut it down? The rhetorical question was asked by economist Arthur Laffer last week in connection to the unprecedented attack on China trade by numerous U.S. senators. In response to the China bashing, the stock market plunged. How fitting that such misguided approach to both the economy and national security would come on the 75th anniversary of the infamous Smoot-Hawley tariff bill. According to economist Thomas Sowell, that massive tariff helped trigger the Great Depression, with U.S. unemployment rising from 9% in 1930 to 16% in 1931 and 25% in 1932. Today, Senators Smoot, Schumer, and Holly Graham have proposed a 27.5% tariff on Chinese imports unless China raises significantly the value of its yuan currency. The senators seem to be angry at the rising bilateral trade deficit resulting from Chinese imports to the U.S. But so what? Free trade only empowers our consumers. And this is just incredible information because it's just, it's not making any sense when you have the big picture in place. In the last couple of years, the U.S. has created about 3.5 million new jobs. 3.5 million new jobs. Where are they, listeners? The unemployment rate is only 5.1%, and the nation's GDP is expanding at a 4.5% pace. Meanwhile, China's economy continues to climb near a 10% rate, with the heretofore impoverished Chinese population slowly but surely entering the modern realm of rising global prosperity. Now, listeners, this doesn't make sense when you understand the long-term communist strategy. Communist goals, once again, I repeat myself, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. And here it is, number four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Now, that is the point. The point that this Larry Kudlow on China trade has no clue about. And that is certainly a problem. I'm just amazed at how deceived people are at this point in time. I'm sorry that we are so brainwashed into accepting certain directions that are manipulating us on a constant basis. So many people don't have a clue, and that is certainly the problem. In the paper, U.S. military unit missing. Here we have more evidence of prisoners of war in the Middle East mess. In Afghanistan, U.S. forces desperately scoured rugged Afghan mountains Friday for an elite American military team missing in the same area where an American Special Operations Forces helicopter was shot down. A purported Taliban spokesman claimed militants had captured one of the men. In central Afghanistan, Taliban rebels kidnapped and killed 9 Afghan tribal leaders and sent a boy to offer to exchange the bodies for those of dead militants, an official said. Now, when you connect these dots to what's going on over there, and keep in mind this is all as the result of what happened on September 11, 2001, think about what the people feel like over there. How do you think the people of that country, Afghanistan, think about our intrusion into that part of the world? It's a sad, sad scenario. It's actually unbelievable, people. Totally unbelievable. We have more indications of a police state. There is a new development, the developmentalliance.com, how to find the best location for your business. You can learn to find the location where your business will best prosper, and it was found on the Anti-Communitarian League website. And I suggest you check that out, listeners. How your community can benefit from the alliance. It's all about implementation of sustainable communities in the future. It's sponsored by the National Asset Management Council. That's the National Asset Management Council, Forbes.com, Global Direct Investment Solutions. Lots of individual sponsors that tow the globalist, global economy direction. And that is certainly something to be concerned about at this point in time. Absolutely amazing. The Association for Sustainable Human Development, this is regarding sustainable development in other parts of the world. And in this particular portion of the world, Armenia. And their mission is, the Association for Sustainable Development, their mission is, listeners, listen carefully to this, their mission is propagandize and spread the main ideas, principles, and values system of sustainable human development concept, world experience, as well as the activities of UN structures in this sphere to assist in elaboration and putting into practice the concept of program of sustainable development in Armenia. So all this is leading itself to stink really bad as it comes into place in the statement of propagandize and spread the main ideas. So you're seeing how this is being done. At the 3 o'clock time slot, I recommended that you don't miss this article by D.V. Kidd, What Do We Do About the Sheeple? Extremely important information. And then Nancy Levant, Prying Open the Politically Manipulated Mind. Extremely important articles. Very, very important. Without your knowledge of these directions, we have quite a bit to worry about. According to Dorothy Sees, regarding Independence Day, a memorial service or statement of intent. And she says, will the barbecue be the centerpiece of your day off, or will the day off be the highlight of your Independence Day celebration? Will you even take time to remember those who gave their lives that we could have over 200 years of freedom, even though the freedoms, as enumerated in our founding documents, have been diminishing for over a century? Something to ponder and think about, listeners. Be back to continue the broadcast. Support Melody Cederstrom, 800-375-4188. Thank you.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé, sponsored by Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Oh, boy. The fact of the matter is that Codex is part of CAFTA, evidently. Consumer access to dietary supplements in the U.S. is being threatened, and this is according to the Idaho Observer, by illegal FDA actions at the UN Codex Alimentarius Commission, where the FDA has been working hard to create a mindlessly restrictive global trade standard for vitamins and minerals. So at the 28th General Session of the UN's Codex Alimentarius Commission, which is going on right now, the 4th of July through the 9th, barring a miracle, a very restrictive global trade standard for vitamins and minerals will be ratified. Codex standards can be imposed on the U.S. via membership in the World Trade Organization, and via regional harmonization through an expansion of NAFTA via CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas. So these trade agreements threaten to force the U.S. into a hemispheric equivalent of the European Union. And this is the problem. So why is this not good? According to the Idaho Observer, in the U.K., despite over a million signatures on petitions gathered in British health food stores opposing harmonization of U.K. vitamin law to a mindlessly restrictive EU food supplement directive, the U.K. government told consumers, quote, "We don't care how many signatures you get on your petition. The U.K. is a member of the EU, and we're harmonizing to EU law whether you like it or not," end quote. And the same thing will happen to this country and Canada unless we kill CAFTA, which they say is dying in Congress, but listeners, the senators just passed it. Just passed. And that's the problem. More than just the dietary supplement laws are being threatened here. CAFTA and FTAA threaten the destruction of thousands of American jobs as they'd be outsourced to cheaper third-world laborers, a continuation of the process that began with NAFTA in the mid-1990s. And actually, it all started in the 1947, to be exact, GATT, General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. These are agreements intended to benefit corporate traders at the expense of nations, their people, and the environment. So in Congress, they vote for any of these agreements as they vote to continue destroying our world through scorched earth resource exploitation arrangements among the world's most wealthy and powerful individuals. So the point is, it's supposedly futile to voice your opinions about the erosion of our sovereignty in America. However, listeners, you cannot stop in your quest to wake up our sleeping brethren and to make your phone calls to Congress and to educate your state legislators about what's being driven here. We have 50 sovereign states that have been taken over starting at the war between the states in 1865. Here we see dated June 17th, Europeans put planned constitution on hold, listeners. In a blow to their ambitions, European Union leaders decided Thursday to put a hold on plans to unite their 25 nations under a single constitution, saying they needed to reconnect with their people. That is a major step in the right direction. That is a major indication that the people of Europe are not accepting what we're going to have to accept here with CAFTA and NAFTA and FTAA. During crisis talks addressing a daunting list of problems, the leaders decided a period of pause and reflection must follow the French and Dutch rejections of the EU's blueprint for closer integration. Irish Foreign Minister Dermot Ahern said, "The EU needs time to settle down and re-engage with people," he said. See, the point is, the euro is a done deal. The Federal Reserve debt note dollar is a done deal. The global corporate elites are in control. They just haven't sold it to the people of the world. But we get it anyway. Unless enough people get active in putting the pressure where it needs to be. It's absolutely amazing how we manipulate and are being manipulated on a daily basis. A perfect example is dated July 1st. Out of Spain, became the third country to legalize gay marriage in a parliament vote that left gay activists blowing kisses to lawmakers and the powerful Catholic Church issuing veiled calls for defiance. The new law increases the chances of happiness for our neighbors, our work, colleagues, and our friends, our relatives. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said the 350-seat Congress of Deputies, by a vote of 187 to 147, with four abstentions, approved the measure to give homosexual couples the same rights as heterosexual ones including the right to adopt children. See, it's a global picture. It's a global game plan. It's all designed. However, the global game plan comes under the guise of communism. In America, it's communitarianism. It's open today. But communism is alive and well in America. Communist Party USA is alive and well in America. Number 26 of the current communist goals of 1963 present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. It all comes together. It all fits. And once again, with China, number 4, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. And that's why it's such a tragic situation with China, Vietnam, as 58,000 sacrificed their lives for the Vietnam War. It's an absolute sad commentary to have on all this. And it's all by design. It's all by absolute design. Here we see, from Vatican City, the leader of the World Council of Churches said Thursday he wanted to move beyond a rift between the Roman Catholic Church and the other Christians over mutual recognition, and welcomed indications from Pope Benedict the 16th that he too wanted to improve ties. The World Council on Churches, what is that but an agency of the United Nations system maneuvering and manipulating in the process? Sad situation. I'm so amazed at how most people aren't paying attention. And certainly we have all this information on the website that I just covered. Spain okays gay marriage defying opponents, but I covered it from the newspaper. It's all being directed, and we covered a lot of information about the NAFTA corridors last week, and that needs much attention. It's not making any sense at all to be going through these directions, except for a totalitarian regime that moves to take it all. And to take what you have, take what I have, no private property rights. It's all communistic. According to the Daily Monitor, allafrica.com, United Nations agencies in Ethiopia celebrated on Monday the 60th anniversary of the UN Charter at UNMEE headquarters in Addis Ababa. Ethiopia is one of the original signatories to the charter when it was signed in San Francisco on June 1945 at the conclusion of the UN Conference on International Organization that came into force on October 1945. The day was observed in Addis Ababa in the presence of the United Nations Special Representative to the Secretary General, Ambassador Luguelia, Joseph Luguelia, and the Acting UN Resident Coordinator, Dr. Monique Rakatamala, who made a short address on the historic moment of the world. The Charter has been amended only twice during the history of the UN for the purpose of enlarging the membership of the Security Council and the Economic and Social Council. And who do they fill those positions with? Communist China. According to this article, the United Nations now operates in a radically different world from that of 1945. The UN Secretary General's report, in larger freedom towards development, security, and human rights for all purposes, the Charter be reformed to reflect the realities of today. The world leaders, including Ethiopia's, will vote on the proposed reform and other policy commitments and institutional reforms. And that is just a messy situation. As I covered at the 3 o'clock broadcast, House considers limiting UN dues. Bill faces uncertain future in the Senate. And listeners, it's very, very important to understand how far this goes. And according to Jesse Helms, back on January 20th, 2000, he was chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. And before the UN Security Council, he made this statement that is quite revealing. And he says, what the Secretary General calls rights beyond borders, we in America call inalienable rights. We are endowed with those inalienable rights, as Thomas Jefferson proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence, not by kings or despots, but by our Creator. The sovereignty of nations must be respected, but nations derive their sovereignty, their legitimacy. Ah, shoot. I'm sorry, that's not where I was going. I lost the page. Way to go, Gerner. The point is, in 1999, the American people have furnished precisely $10,179,000,000 to support the work of the United Nations, and no other nation on earth comes even close to matching that singular investment. And that's what I was looking for, but I... Here it is. That the American people hear all this, they... Okay. Now, I won't delve into any point of frustration, but let's touch for a moment on one, the deadbeat charge. Before coming here, I asked the United States General Accounting Office to assess just how much the American taxpayers contributed to the United Nations in 1999, and here's what the GAO reported. Last year, the American people contributed a total of more than $1.4 billion to the UN system in assessments and voluntary contributions. And he says that's pretty generous, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. The American taxpayers also spent an additional $8,779,000,000 from the United States military budget to support various UN resolutions and peacekeeping operations around the world. And that is the point I was trying to get at. It is by design that all this is going on, and yet you have Russia and China working to, well, according to this information, President Vladimir Putin and Hu Jintao signed a joint declaration after 2 days of talks calling for a stronger United Nations role in global affairs and opposing attempts to, quote, impose models of social and political development from outside, end quote. Now, does that make any sense to you listeners? That we spend all the money to support the UN system, or most of the money to support the UN system. China and Russia want to build a United Nations pact to keep sovereign countries from dominating other sovereign countries. And it's all our country is doing is implementing the United Nations direction. So it's called the Hegelian dialectic that's being maneuvered on a daily basis. And that's where people need to understand how things are being developed around us. That's why we need to understand how this is all being directed. And as our vitamins and minerals are being flushed down the toilet, for all intents and purposes, we are being maneuvered into various directions. And as DV Kid pointed out, families are actually starting to move to India to work for 35 cents an hour because their $11.95 an hour job went to India. We're talking about Maytag here, listeners. Maytag. On the website AmericanExpose.com, you'll learn about the Worker Communist Party of Iraq. We have the Communist Party USA on the top of our website, AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. And you have the Communist Party of Iraq on the website, AmericanExpose.com. It is most important to connect these dots. Communism is not dead. Communism is alive and well in America. And, oh boy, I wonder if I can find this. This piece by Tim. Oh, this is just amazing, listeners. From the Associated Press, dated July 5th. Listen to this. Texas man arrested after his heroic rescue out of San Marcos. A man who rescued a swimmer caught in swirling river currents found himself in trouble soon afterward when he was arrested by authorities who claimed he was interfering. Dave Newman, 48, disobeyed repeated orders by emergency personnel to leave the water, police said. He was charged with interfering with public duties. Quote, I'm amazed, end quote, Newman said Monday after his release on $2,000 bail. I had a very uncomfortable night after saving that guy's life. He thanked me for it in front of the police, and then they took me to jail, end quote. Abed Dimani, 35, of Houston, said he had just finished eating at a restaurant Sunday when he decided to go for a swim in a nearby river. Duami said he didn't see any signs warning swimmers of dangerous currents. Newman said he pulled Dimani out of the water, swimming under a waterfall. That's right, swimming under a waterfall and over to the shore opposite from the restaurant. He could hear law enforcement personnel telling him to come back to the other side. According to police, Newman smirked and seemed annoyed by officers' request. He stood at the water for about 15 seconds before swimming downstream. Quote, when he came across the river, the official stuck out his hand like he's going to help me out of the water, and he put cuffs on him, end quote, said John Parnell, pastor of St. Augustine Roman Catholic Church of Fort Worth. These are times when right is wrong and wrong is right. That's what we live today. It's been going on for years. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And the situation is very, very ominous. One of the listeners named Martin wrote regarding the Hegelian dialectic, listeners, and this is very complex. But this individual has some points to bring up, and I want you to hear them. He says he's been reading my site with much interest, AmericanExpose.com. His position is unusual and possibly unique. For the last 40 years, he's been working with logic and philosophy to create a unified theory of logic, which applies equally to everything from the creation of the universe to quantum and string theory, with evolution and human psychology in between. The theory mathematically refutes dialectics as it stands, specifies its deficiencies, and provides the real picture of how things are and why, all without resorting to God. The logics are computable and programmable. The problem is what to do now. There are many powerful communitarians that would quite happily destroy half the population, if necessary, to keep the knowledge that I have from reaching the public domain. The theory is not impenetrable, but requires a degree of intelligence for understanding. The conclusions of the theory could just be opinions unless justified by the math. Most obvious fallacy with dialectics is that it uses bipolar logic, which can only describe two things, to describe three things. In the same way as formal logic only describes static things, and cannot describe change. Dialectics describes simple, linear change. Can only describe change that can be plotted mathematically on a single straight line, but cannot describe the obvious variation and limits of change. The dialectic process can lead to a stable result, but just as likely can lead to instability and final collapse, as shown historically by the demise of every previous civilization. Dialectic says that competition is the only way, justifying senseless suffering and waste of human life and resources, while ignoring the obvious benefits of cooperation. Dialectic's attempts to break everything into either-or decisions, as in the nature-nurture debate, when it is obvious that they both play a part. This leads to the conclusions of communitarianism, where it is obvious that there is a dynamic, cyclic relationship between the individual and society, with each affecting the other simultaneously. The theory extends formal, which is zero-dimensional logic, so that it leads to the basics of change, then extends dialectic one-dimensional logic to include variation and limits leading into or onto a tripolar two-dimensional planner. Logic, capable of describing cyclic or cyclic behavior, leading to a quadrupolar or volumetric logic describing the resonance and harmonies of cycles, then finally a quantipolar or four-dimensional logic describing pattern and potential. It is obvious that neither formal nor dialectic logics can describe all the reality, but all the logic that I have can do so when used collectively. Are you any more confused now than when I started, listeners? This man is highly intelligent with his thought patterns. And the Hegelian dialectic is quite fascinating when you research it. So I was hoping that that would encourage you to do some more research into the Hegelian dialectic, which is on our website, AmericanExpose.com, which connects to Nikki Rapana's website, which is most important to connect that dot to, listeners, as we are being maneuvered and manipulated on a constant basis to accept and to feel ashamed for being an American. In 1 hour, we're going to cover a very important information regarding Codex Alimentarius. And it's very, very important that we connect these dots, as Darren had John Hamill on last night. And so we're going to do some of this in 1 hour. Going to take some time. Going to learn about this. Going to get the basics and the benefits and the misappropriation of where our constitutional republic has been directed. It is a sad situation, listeners. And it needs our attention. Treason has been created on a constant basis in America. Congress has been manipulated to accept treason, but where did treason come from? The Federal Reserve Banking Corporation, called the Federal Reserve System. There is a bill, H.R. 1148, to drop the Federal Reserve Board. It is there. It's available. Nobody connects that dot to it. I'll be back in 1 hour. Stay tuned for Jackie Petrou on 5070 Listeners on WWCR and First Amendment Radio. Jackie Petrou will be on momentarily, and I will be on in 1 hour. I'm not going to do that.